Hello, welcome in for another episode of Cup of Joe with CEO. I'm Cole Watkins, and we're here with the CEO, Wayne Brown. How are you doing today?
Great, thanks. Good to be here.
It is officially summertime here in Augusta, Georgia, and we've got a lot of things, as always, that we'd like to talk to you guys about on these Cup of Joe calls. So let's go ahead and dive right into it.
Welcome to the Inspired by Adventure podcast, bringing you the adventure across the airwaves.
Wayne, we've got some exciting news with three new liveaboards. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, so this year for destinations, we've got three new liveaboards that are running. So Komodo Aggressor started this year, which is an amazing destination in the Coral Triangle. Has some great macro, great large marine life, beautiful corals. It's an amazing destination. So glad to be back there in the Komodo. And of course, when you're in the Komodo National Park area, we do a land tour where you can see the Komodo dragons, which has to be on everybody's bucket list. They're very cool.
You've done that before, right?
I have, several times.
Is it intimidating at all, getting on land with those guys?
It is, but then depending on the time of day and where we land to meet with them, you can see, I mean, people live there. It's not an uninhabited island with just dragons. People live there, so it's interesting to see how they interact with these animals on a daily basis. So I've been over there where they've had a stick running them off their front porch because they crawled up there like any other animal would. So it's pretty interesting life that they have over there with the Komodo dragons.
Yeah, Komodo looks great. We're happy to be back in Komodo. It was a very popular destination for us for a long time. And we also have a new liveaboard in the Bahamas.
Yeah, so the British Virgin Islands Aggressor, while it was, you know, it's an amazing vessel that we had down there, liveaboard, it just was too expensive for our customers to fly down there. And inevitably, you typically had to take a little small hop, which has trouble for photographers and their luggage. So it just became a real problem. That was our biggest complaint, was getting there. They love the crew, they love the diving and all, but it's pretty amazing diving, coming up and seeing the mountains. But unfortunately, flights and hotels are always the prerequisite for a destination. We had a couple of the big airlines that were talking about doing some direct flights more often that never came to fruition. Don't want to have a destination that customers are too hard or too expensive to get to. So we moved to the Bahamas, which is an amazing destination, extremely easy and inexpensive to get to. So now we have two liveaboards over there running the itineraries for Exumas and Tiger Beach.
That's right. And also, now that we moved the BVI Aggressor to make it the Bahamas Aggressor too, we don't have to do any of the tender diving. So that's another pro, for the ease of Caribbean diving, is that we don't have to do tender.
Yeah, there's a few people that are not fans of tender diving, which is fine. So now you can be on that same vessel in the Bahamas and just step off the back of the vessel.
That's right. Come right back. And the other new liveaboard we should mention is the Red Sea Aggressor 5.
Yeah, so that launched a couple months ago, doing the remote dive sites in very southern Egypt. Pretty amazing diving down there. Not a lot of liveaboards go down there. Customers have been raving about the diving and the marine life and the coral that they see down there.
One new amenity that is on all the liveaboards is the On Adventure Network that is getting a lot of popular praise.
Yeah, so we programmed our own internal network where you can go on and see all the information about the destination, about the vessel, or about the destination. There'll be some videos of other destinations on there you can look at if you're interested in maybe booking another one. You're on there. And it's including most of the destinations are going to have this Wi-Fi option available for customers, where you can purchase gigabyte packages during the week for destinations that are not close to land or have very good cell service. So for instance, Belize is a good example. Belize, once we leave the dock, you're out of cell range for the whole week. Right. Now we have Wi-Fi service available for the customers all week if that's what you need or would like. And you can buy a package for the whole week and be connected.
The liveaboards have come a long way since the 80s, haven't they?
Well, it's the price of the Wi-Fi. I mean, we had satellite service on there for forever. But even sending, you know, a text email of one or two lines was $12.
I mean, really?
It's just very, very expensive.
Wow.
So now with all the Wi-Fi services available out there, we're able to provide it at a very reasonable cost for everybody.
Okay, great. One new thing that you guys have might have seen here lately is the new 2025 music video, the All Roads music video that our in-house video rep Ben had made. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we try to come up with a new theme song every year. This year, you know, one of the more popular songs that had kind of re-emerged from the past was Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Classic.
Very classic. Kind of goes through all genres of music, whether you're a rock fan or a pop fan mm-hmm. or a country fan. And so we decided that would be our basis for it. So we used AI to the full advantage, and it helped us create some lyrics, helped us do the voiceover for it, and then Ben did an amazing job putting some video to it, and it's a great video. We've got amazing feedback from people that really, really enjoy it. So that's our theme song for this year.
And so many people don't realize it was made by AI. It's crazy to see what kind of stuff is
so there's
being made.
There's so many ways we can use AI. There's so many ways we wouldn't use it, which is, you know, faking videos underwater or at the destinations, cultural interactions, that stuff. We'd never do that. But using it for this type of project is perfect and helped us create something that's much better than we would have otherwise.
That's right. Well, let's talk about our new promotion with our partner mayors. We have the new Quad CI Dive Computer promo that they're running. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so this year Mars coming out with a new computer, the Quad CI color computer, and so we partnered with them to give away a free trip to the Galapagos, so on board the Galapagos Aggressor. Mm-hmm. So all you need to do is buy one between now and the end of the year. You download either the Mars or the SSI app, and create your account on there if you don't already have one. Register your new dive computer, and then you'll be put in the drawing to win a trip for one to the Galapagos Aggressor. They'll do a drawing in January of next year.
That's a huge prize for whoever wins that.
Value of
$7,300.
Yeah, so you know, something to put on your Christmas list for your spouse to know about.
There you go. All right, let's move on to Chiang Mai. So everyone by now should know that we've got a new signature lodge coming, Chiang Mai, Thailand. Still in the process of being built. We're still planning on launching in November, like everything's scheduled. What's the latest with Chiang Mai?
Yeah, construction's coming along fine. They have some video cameras set up there, so we can check on it and get live progress updates. Mm-hmm. Coming along fine. We have, as typical with a new destination, we have some pre-launch specials going on. So great time to go and look at our specials page and see the discounts we're giving for Chiang Mai for the launch of it later this year in November. Through the first of the year, some great specials to visit Chiang Mai. It's a great time to be in the mountains up there in northern Thailand and visit all the cultural sites that we have on the schedule.
And you can have bragging rights to say you were the first one to go to the Chiang Mai Lodge.
Exactly.
Yeah. We've also been dipping into using some advertising dollars with TV. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So for several years now, we've done sponsorships of different TV shows. Surviving Man is one that we've continue to sponsor season after season, did some all-stars with them. This year, we have actually created our own TV commercial. So we did a 15-second, a 30-second TV commercial spot, a professional spot that Ben also created, and the TV companies that are helping us with the placement really thought they were amazing. And the customers that have seen them really appreciate them and thought they were very well done. Couldn't believe we did them in-house. But we're running 60 days worth of TV through June and July this year.
Okay.
30 and 15-second spots, which is pretty typical for TV commercials. We've got a lot of feedback from customers and staff
and friends that have
seen them all over the U.S., so we're going to run that for 60 days and get the feedback and stats on how it went, and then see if we want to extend that again for later this year.
Yeah. I've already gotten, I'd say, three or four different texts from friends saying, hey, I just saw Aggressor commercial. Anywho, let's move on to some of the other TV shows that we're working with. You did mention Surviving Man. All-Stars, season 4, right?
Yeah, so they're going to start filming that later this year. So the American Stories Entertainment does a lot of TV shows that are based on around people. Okay. And so Surviving Man is based on Don Mann, who's a retired Navy SEAL, pretty cool guy to hang out with.
And badass.
Yeah. They continue to do these seasons because they're very popular. And after every season, they do an All-Stars. And so we sponsor and give away a prize usually. So Surviving Man All-Stars for next season, we'll give away a liveaboard trip for two to the Caribbean. We haven't picked a destination yet. Once we get close to them launching the first show, mm-hmm. I'll go down and film the destination that we'll be launching for that one.
Okay.
There's two other shows that we're sponsoring this year with American Stories Entertainment. Mm-hmm. One is called Wild Shots.
Okay.
So it's based around a couple of influencers that are gun enthusiasts and outstanding shots. So they do mm-hmm. a lot of trick shots. I was up there last week filming the opening scene and our sponsorship of it. And the guy was shooting a 22 at about 25 yards at a playing card that was sideways, not like this, but sideways, and cutting it in half.
Really?
With a 22. Yeah, pretty cool.
Wow.
So did very, very great skills. And he does a lot of different ones that you can see once you see the show. And then he's got a couple other influencers that are hosting the show with him. And personality wise, these guys are a lot of fun, a lot of crazy. They do a lot of joking around with each other in between shoots. And so it was a lot of fun. The other one is the missions. We've talked about this before. So I took four people down to Belize last year. Last October, we built handicap ramps for a couple of families.
Mm-hmm.
As part of this show. And so this show was not necessarily a sponsored show, but one where we are part of the show.
Okay.
So they took several companies and asked the CEOs to take on a mission. So not something that the company would do per se, or that I would just write a check and say, hey, we're gonna help whatever organization out, but something that we would be involved in personally.
Okay.
So I thought that was a great idea. So we were involved in that, went down to Belize, did a couple handicap ramps. Last week while I was up in Tennessee, we were filming the final scenes of that season. So there'll be three or four shows during the season, just on Aggressor and myself and my team. We went to Belize and built these handicap ramps. We had the whole production crew with us down there for the whole week. Should come out pretty great.
That's great. Well, that is everything we have today. Anything else you want to include?
No, I'm just glad to give these quarterly updates to everybody, kind of what's going on. There's a ton of stuff that, you know, next quarter we already have the list started with everything going on with Aggressor. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's been another great year, and looking forward to having all of our customers excited about new adventures we're going to offer them.
Yeah, it's a great time to be here, and it's a lot going on. And you guys go check out the specials page, and maybe you guys can get you a trip on the books here soon, all right? We will catch you guys next time for Cup of Joe, CEO. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into the Inspired by Adventure podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you haven't already, please subscribe through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.